views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
WBLQ.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so glad you joined me today. It is a beautiful, hot day in upstate New York, and I hope wherever you are and where you're listening that you're having a wonderful day and just soaking up the beautiful energy of the universe that's around us. Thank you for sharing your brilliant vibrations with me. We're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit, and I'm glad you're on this journey with me. If you'd like, stay with me for the next hour as we'll open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, we'll cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition and those gut instincts, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at www.reflectiveharmony.com. For more information on how to schedule a private reading with me in person or over the phone, you can read about my upcoming classes and workshops. And I'm really excited because I am going to be doing an event in the Albany, New York area, and tickets are just starting to fly, so that's kind of exciting. So if you're interested, if you're in the Albany, New York area, and you're interested in coming out to an evening of messages, it's on Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, Albany Airport. You can purchase tickets on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, and hope you'll join us for a fantastic night. It should be a lot of fun. So, I have a great show for you guys today. I want you to get comfy and stay with me for the next hour. We are going to have a lot of fun and get ready to have those instincts sharpened. I'm going to have all of you pros at listening to your intuition after today's show. So, we're going to have a great time. We've had so many fantastic callers that have been reaching out to the shows, and thank you so much for calling in and for your patience. And as usual, we'll be opening up our phone lines around the halfway point of our show today, and you can call in at 800-930-2819, and I would love to hear from you. Let me connect in with your loved ones on the other side, your spirit guides. Who is around you? Let me help you out and give you some guidance, some information. As a medium, one of the biggest parts of my job is obviously connecting you, the living, with all of those on the other side. And Spirit has all sorts of information from us. They love to tell us, you know, where life's going, how they think we're doing with things. Sometimes we just need a little pick-me-up or some TLC. They love to give us information. They love to talk. We're never bothering them. We're never taking them away from something else. They want to communicate with us so very much. So call in. I'd love to connect in with some of you today and to help kind of bridge that connection. And again, that number is 800-930-2819. And I'll be sure to remind you of that a little later as well. And if you are interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for information about the show. And you can also go onto my website, and we'll have an archive of today's show listed later. And you can check out some past shows that I've been on and that we've done as well. So don't forget about that. And one other thing, we're doing a giveaway today, and I'm excited about this. I'm going to be gifting one lucky caller with a free 30-minute phone reading too. So be sure to call in. I'd love to be able to gift you with that. So if you've been following along with our show for the past few weeks, as some of you might be aware, every day I try to take a little bit of time out to do a process called automatic writing. And automatic writing is a process where you can work with your computer or pen and paper to allow a spirit to work through you to pass divine information, guidance, wisdom that can be helpful to you. And as a medium, it's very hard for me to do for myself what I do for other people. Automatic writing or inspirational writing, as some people call it, has been an amazing tool that I've used that, you know, when I'm stuck with something or I just want a little bit of some information of, you know, what do I need to be aware of? What does spirit want me to know? It's been a great tool that I've used in my life to give me that inspiration. So I have a wonderful, wonderful passage to share with you all today from spirit that they composed for you. So we'll get into that later as well. So, are you guys ready? Let's get into this then. How many times in your life has someone given you the advice, always trust your gut? Listen to those instincts, listen to your gut. How many times have you heard that? Do you ever get that deep nagging feeling in your belly, nudging you to do something, to say something, or to follow that instinct? You know, whether it's that feeling of, I should take a different way home today, don't do this, be careful. You know, we all get these kind of vibes, these impressions that come through that sometimes appear out of nowhere. And, you know, we all get these because we all have intuition. And today's show is going to help you learn to fine-tune that and honor those very, very amazing vibes that we all get. We're going to explore the topics of how to listen to your intuition, trusting your gut, what to be aware of when those instincts are calling you, and most importantly, creating great energy habits to keep you in tip-top shape so that you are able to listen clearly to those beautiful, beautiful instincts of yours. And, you know, whenever I'm teaching with my students, and whether it's I'm teaching Reiki or I'm teaching intuitive and mediumship development classes, the very, very first thing that I talk to my students about is keeping great energy habits. Because at the end of the day, all this work that we do with spirit, whether it's mediumship, whether it's your intuitive psychic abilities, you need to have good, clean energy to be able to tune in and to be able to get accurate, clear information. And so those vibes, that information that comes through is high, high divine vibrational energy. And, you know, if you're having a crummy day, if you're feeling lousy, you're not able to tap into those things. Likewise, and my students always giggle when I say this, but it's a very true statement. You know, this work that we do, this spiritual work, you know, if you are under the influence of alcohol or even using recreational drugs, these are big, big no-nos in this line of work, because these are things that alter the part of you that is pure and is able to open up and to receive and to really connect in with this bigger source. So what exactly does keeping great energy mean? Well, it means that looking at yourself and feeling that you are in a good place, looking at yourself and seeing that you can be open to receive, seeing yourself as a conduit to pass along goodness. It's having a good attitude and it's being in a good place. Now, we all have bad days and not everybody walks around with rainbows and sunshine, obviously, but it's making an intention to choose to feel good, to choose to let good in, and to just allow yourself to connect always with a divine, a higher source. So how do we keep our energy clean? So I have a few tools and very, very simple things that most of you can do at home, if not all of you. So I'm a very big person about intentions, and I'm a big person who loves using meditation and prayer. And for me, meditation, prayer, intentions all kind of wrap into this one kind of area. And one of the things that I always push with people is talk to spirit, talk to the universe, talk to a creator of your own understanding. And whether it's just a plea of saying, help me, let me have a great day, I'm open to receive. Or if you're somebody that likes to formally pray, formally meditate, it's connecting in with that higher source and always asking for support, always asking for some of that divine, beautiful, beautiful energy. So that's one of the easiest things that you can do. And I joke because I feel like most of my day I spend talking realistically out to the universe, to dead people, to my guides. And, you know, it's just sort of what I do. Thankfully, not out loud. But it's something that anytime that I have a trouble, a worry, or I want to express gratitude and I'm something I'm thankful about, I put that out to the universe and I know that they're hearing me and that they will help me in any way that they see fit. Another tool that I use, and I use this with my children, my 6 and my 8-year-old, is what I call the hamster bubble. So what I do is I talk about that if you can imagine yourself in this big hamster ball of divine light, and with all of that, you're seeing yourself that it is filled with beautiful divine energy, and you can send love and you can send good energy through that little hamster bubble, but anything that is not for your highest and best good bounces back to the person that sent it to you. So it's a great way. People will say to me, you know, they'll go into a hospital, for example, and they don't like how the energy feels in a hospital. Why not put yourself in a little hamster bubble? Gives yourself a layer of protection energetically, and it makes you feel really good. We have a process also that you can use called smudging. Smudging is a Native American ritual in which they believe that the essence from sage, white sage, when it is burned or released into the atmosphere, can take negative energy and transmute that back into positive, loving energy. So if you are somebody that is drawn to sage, smudging is a wonderful, wonderful way that you can clean your energy field and keep your energy feeling good and positive. So we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about how to take care of your energy, how to listen to those gut instincts, and to see what we can get cooking up to fine-tune all of those. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, and I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about how to keep your energy clean. We'll have an archive of today's show later up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. So check that out. We have been talking about listening to your intuition, those gut instincts, and to keep your energy clean. And as I mentioned in the beginning of our show, we're going to be taking callers shortly at 800-930-2819. I'd love to connect in with you and your loved ones on the other side, and I'll be gifting one lucky caller with a 30-minute phone reading today. So call in. I'd love to hear from you. So we were just talking about cleaning up your energy and keeping good energy habits. And so I just wanted to mention two other quick things that you can do in addition to intentions and prayer, meditation, using our hamster bubble smudging. If you are somebody that is into crystals, for example, if you're a Reiki person, or drawn to rock, stones, crystals, whatever you want to call them. Many crystals have different properties in them that help to keep your vibration high, to clean your energy, to act as protection. And a lot of people will wear those. So that's always an option. And of course, one of the easiest things to do is you can always get a spruce up from your most favorite healer, someone who does healing touch, therapeutic touch, Reiki. There's so many wonderful energetic modalities out there that always you can utilize to keep your energy clean and feeling high. And there's one simple technique that I want to share with all of you also that is probably one of my most favorite things to do, that if I'm feeling like I need a pick-me-up or just a little bit of a rebalance. If you take one of your hands and place it over your heart and the other hand right above your belly button in your solar plexus and just sit there for 5 or 10 minutes with both of those hands there, it's a wonderful, wonderful healing technique to rebalance all of your energy. If you're someone who has a lot of anxiety and that fight or flight response kicks in a lot, this is a beautiful, beautiful energy position for your hands just to bring all of that down, get you to take a nice deep breath, help to center you and give you a little bit of peace. So another little technique that you can try. So let's talk about intuition here. How do we tune into our intuition? What is intuition exactly? So intuition means getting information instinctively rather than through your rational mind and conscious reasoning. Any of the messages that you receive through your intuition, think of them as whispers from deep within you. It's a language of your inner self. And your unconscious mind can communicate with that through your imagination, through feelings, and which is why when you occasionally have these like flashes, these strong hunches or these gut feelings, that is your intuition. That is something inside of you that's saying, hey, pay attention. We got to do this. And, you know, our gut instincts, these are, you know, it's a pattern of behavior. It's an instinct. It's something that we all have inside of us that we've all been born with that alerts us to listen, to look out that's around us. We are all born with an instinct to help us survive. And we have something inside of us that tells us when we need to run, tells us when something feels off. But the problem that most of us have is that when our sixth sense shouts out a warning, we stall, we think, instead of honoring that instinct and doing. So in order to listen to our intuition, we've got to quiet our mind. We've got to take a deep breath, and we really have to listen, to tune into our body. How do we feel? Where are we feeling that gut feeling? You know, a lot of times people will talk about feeling that, you know, literally down in their belly and their solar plexus. Some people will talk about feeling that in their heart in that sense. So there's lots of different places within your body that you can feel that drive. You can feel that instinct that says, hey, pay attention. Something's going on. And of course, if you are somebody that doesn't necessarily feel, you may have a repetitive nagging thought or a nagging awareness of something saying, hey, pay attention. So it's so important to listen to these things and to trust that. When you're working to develop and really listen to the intuition, into your intuition, one of the things that I always talk to my students about is, you know, you're going to need to basically remind yourself that you can do this. And a lot of times when people start focusing in on this, you know, they start feeling like, oh, I'm making this up. And that's one of the most popular things that I'll hear from students. And so what I recommend is keeping a journal. And even if it's something that you're driving in the car and you get this feeling of, oh, there's a cop up ahead. And so you start to slow down. And sure enough, a mile up the road, there's a cop sitting there. And now you're very thankful you slowed down. So if you went down and jotted that down, okay, 3:30 today, I had a vibe that there was a cop, you're honoring your intuition. And what you're doing with all of that is you're also building up your confidence and you're building up an awareness within you that's saying, yes, I am honoring this. This is what I'm feeling and this is what I'm getting. It's important to speak your mind about those impressions. So even if it's saying to a friend, hey, let me tell you what happened to me today, it's important because the more that you honor those and the more that you believe in what you're feeling and what you're getting, the more that you're going to be able to receive more and trust in those and to really know that you have something much bigger that's working with you and telling you, hey, this is what's going on. So when our instincts are calling us, we have to really pay attention to what are we being pulled towards exactly? We have to honor that these aren't in our heads. We have to honor that these aren't thoughts, but it's basically a bigger vibration that is trying to hone us in to pay attention. So how can we get back to kind of some of those basic survival skills about like those, you know, gut punches that we shouldn't ignore? So let's say that as you're kind of sitting and trying to hone in that intuition, one of the things that I always do is I try to sit in what I call put my hands in a receiving position. And for me, that's just palms upward. What that is for me, that makes me feel that spirit. I'm saying to them, all right, guys, I'm ready to do this. Bring this on. I'm ready to listen to you. I'm ready to listen to my instincts. I'm ready to listen to myself. It helps to center me. It helps to open me up. And, you know, I talk about, you know, taking a deep breath. And it really is that simple, that there's something about just taking a nice deep cleansing breath that opens up your awareness. And a lot of times it's listening to that first thought that comes in. And it might be random and it might make no sense to you at first, but practicing to honor your intuition, practicing to honor just that part of you, it's an easy, easy way to start going into that. So even if you want to just try to open yourself up a little bit more, going through that process of a receiving position, taking the deep breath, going with that first thought, it helps you to become aware of that initial instinct that comes in. And of course, every time that you then have that sixth sense, that vibration that says to you, you know, don't do this, slow down, stop, go over there. When you honor that, and I always say, you know, tell the universe thank you, of course. When the more that you honor that, the easier that you're going to recognize those little impressions and those little vibes as you get into the future. So what are a few gut punches that we should not ignore? So how many times have we, you know, been somewhere where thinking we are in danger or, you know, for example, like the feeling of slowing down if you're driving in a car? And, you know, what we do is a lot of times it's that human instinct that takes over and we start to rationalize and say, oh, I'm fine. I'm not in danger. There's no reason to slow down. Nobody's around me, whatever that might be. And this can also apply with even health problems that people have. If your gut is telling you something feels wrong inside your body, that you don't feel well, if you have a thought that keeps going over and over and over again, you have to honor that and you have to listen to that. And, you know, whether it's, you know, calling a friend and even saying to somebody, hey, here's what I'm feeling, calling your doctor to have a check-in, whatever it is, it's really important to, you know, take things at the value of what you're experiencing them at, and knowing that this is an instinct, that this is something that's telling you, that that's having a flash, that's having a vibe of something that has not yet happened, that's trying to bring your awareness to let you know, pay attention. And of course, you know, a lot of times these instincts, you know, they happen more in situations where our awareness needs to be heightened, and it's for protective measures in that sense. You know, a lot of times people will say to me, well, geez, like, do I ever have instincts for like things when good things are going to happen? And absolutely. I mean, you can get a feeling that, you know, you're going to be coming into something, some money, or you might feel very lucky, or, you know, whatever it is. We all can have things that happen to us that also can reinforce the positive things that let us know something's coming. You know, one of the other things too, I always tell people, is trust those first impressions, that knee-jerk first impression that you have about something or someone. Trust those. You know, we always tell people, don't judge a book by its cover, but I'll tell you what, I love when I'm reading for a client and I start to feel what I call book judging energy, that they have great instincts of calling a spade and meeting somebody for the first time and saying, man, I can really trust this person. I really like this person. They've got great energy and I think there's good stuff here. Or, you know what? I need to stay away from this person. I'm not feeling their intentions are good. And you may not know why, but it's something inside of you that's driving you, that's saying that. So pay attention and take note of your body when you're having those first impression feelings. Are you changing your posture? Are you crossing your arms? Is there something instinctively that's happening with your body that's also letting you know to pay attention and to be alert in that sense? And I always tell people too, on that same note, if something feels comfortable and something feels right, to go with it. If you get into a situation and you're noticing, this is so easy, this feels comfortable, this feels familiar, yet I've never done this before, I don't know what all of this is about, honor all of that. Because as you're listening to that and as you're feeling that, instead of kind of a part of you that normally might initially mull something over and make a decision maybe based out of fear of making the wrong decision, what you're doing is you're embracing this positive part of you that's saying, I feel good. This feels like home. I feel like I've known this person forever. And the more that you embrace all of that positive energy, the better that's going to be. So we need to take a quick break. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We'll be opening up our phone lines at 800-930-2819. I'd love to hear from you. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice, laying underneath the palm trees. And
we are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond, and I'm Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page and my website for some tidbits from today's show, and you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, to listen to an archive of today's show and also my appearances on the Dr. Pat Show, too. So as I mentioned in the beginning of our show, I do a process daily called automatic writing. And it's a way that I can receive guidance, inspiration, wisdom from spirit that might be helpful for me throughout my day. And what I've really been enjoying doing is tuning in with spirit and asking them if they have a message for all of you. So here is your message for today. We are honored and pleased to pass a message along to your listeners. We, as a collective, hear the words of many. Some days they are prayers, some days they are cries, some days they are prayers woven with gratitude. But today, we encourage each of you to assess your true heart's desires. With excitement, we ask, what would you pursue if anything were possible? Will you take time to tell us? Will you make a list? Will you create an addition or a revision to your blueprint of life? Reach as high as your imagination and heart will take you. Your desired goals can be accomplished, but only if they are backed with the belief and affirmation of their daily realization. Just as an eagle soars far above the land and the hills below, higher and higher into the bright blue sky, you have further to go on your journey. Find your enthusiasm and remember that we are so much bigger than any of you can realize. We are here, we are creating a force to guide you, and there are infinite possibilities ahead. This, we know, is very true. All of them waiting to unfold and to be opened. A whole new, clear, glorious life lies before you. Open the door and walk in. It is your choice to choose the positive and to choose to be happy. We bless you all with love and encourage you to each turn your own doorknob and walk in. So there you have it. So let's start to take some callers. I think our first person, we have Leith from New York. Hi, Leith. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Leith, what can I do for you today?
I was wondering what my spirits are seeing, you know, in my future, the next year coming up.
Sure. I'm happy to do that.
They might have to offer.
Sure. Leith, as I'm tuning into your energy, there's a couple vibrations that are coming through right away. You have a man and a woman that come through with you. Their arms are linked together, so they are showing me coming through as a couple in that sense. And it's interesting because he's sort of like escorting her in, although I feel like he's sort of the wisdom of the two, he says, and she's kind of giving him an eye roll in that sense. She has a very nurturing energy, and like I said, he has the wisdom, but he's going to let her do the talking today, he said. Leith, as I tune into her energy, one of the things that she's showing me with you is I keep getting a sense that you're moving into a place of change. And the problem is I feel like right now that you've kind of been on this, like almost like a teeter-totter in that sense of like, do I make a big change? Do I keep doing what I'm doing? Do I make a big change? And I feel like in your heart, in many ways, there's a part of you that has kind of already said, you know what? I'm a little burnt out. I've got to shake something up. I've got to make a bit of a shift. And I do feel like that comes a little bit from an employment standpoint. But I do also feel there's a part of you where your head is concerned that is kind of seeing like, well, you know what I have right now is pretty good and it's pretty predictable. Am I ready to really kind of shake up the apple cart in that sense? And I feel like that at this point, there's a part of you that I am getting, I have hands on my back right now that are kind of like pushing me to kind of keep going down the path that I am. So I do feel very strongly with you that you may see, and I'm looking more what I want to feel like I'm going to say like around April of 2016, they're showing me. I'm feeling like that may be when you make the decision. It does kind of feel, I feel like you're ending one career leaf, but you're opening up another door. But it sort of has a very playful, the next door that you're opening has a very playful feel to it. I want to be very cautious not to call it work, however, because there's a different positive energy that comes in with it, that it's something that there's joy attached to it, and there's a very light feeling with all of that. And I think that's going to be a good thing. I also want to throw one other quick little scoop in that's coming in. She's also showing me a new relationship that's coming in for you. And Leith, this has a feeling of a very unexpected connection there. I'm not seeing this as like meeting somebody online. I'm not seeing being set up, but I felt like someone coming in, someone wooing you, so to speak. And it made me feel as though a new relationship romantically was coming in. And this also was going to have a big, big influence on the professional shift for you that comes in April of 2016 as well. And I wish you great luck with everything, Leith. And thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. And I believe we have Scott from New York City. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? I'm well. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you today?
I just had a question about intuition. A lot of times my intuition tells me that there is a spirit or spirits around me. And I was wondering, is there any way to use that intuition to either find out who they are or what the nature of their presence is?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. So, Scott, one of the things with intuition that's really fantastic is there's a great vibration that when we're tuning into a spirit or feeling a presence that's around it, most of the time that's when we're actually tapping into mediumship, believe it or not. So intuition is an instinct. Intuition is something that we have inside of us. Mediumship is the ability to tune into spirits, presence around us. And then we kind of cross-reference that with our instinct a little bit is typically how mediums work. So I actually feel what you're doing is you're using mediumship versus your intuition to feel what's around you. So ideally, what you'd want to do then is, you know, you can use the intuition to kind of give you, to kind of like back up to say to you, hey, I'm feeling something here. And Scott, could you turn down the radio just a little bit? We've got a little feedback in the background coming through.
Oh, sure, sure. How's that?
Thank you. One of the things that I'm hearing also to tell you here is connected with the mediumship end, you are on a nice little kind of turning point to be able to, I think this is something that you can do very easily, and I would encourage you, if you're not currently taking development classes, to get into one. I think this would be very, very helpful for you to fine-tune all of that. But I think that you are already in a great place where you're moving forward and listening. And what I'd say to you in particular is, even if you want to try to develop a system with that particular spirit, or who if it's feeling like a familiar spirit each time, of saying, okay, if you're there, could you tap my shoulder? Or if you're there, could I hear a rap in the room, which would be like a knock. Anything that you can do to sort of give develop a relationship or a rapport can also be very helpful. But I feel like you're tuning into your mediumship.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. And I think we have time for one more caller before we've got to take a break, I believe. Let's see here. I think we have Courtney from Waterford, New York. Courtney, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Kelly?
Good, good. Courtney, what can I do for you today?
I just want to know if there's any messages from my spirit guides or anything.
Sure. I would be happy to do that for you. So, Courtney, I have a woman who is coming through, and I do feel more of a guide connection versus a loved one with her, actually. She has a very tall, kind of slender energy when I tune into her. She is, I would say, honestly, she looks to me like she could be about 5'10 in height when I'm looking at her. She is a very, very tall lady. She is a little bit older. I would place her visually of what she looks like to me in about her 60s or so. She has beautiful, beautiful salt and pepper hair that goes about to her shoulders, beautiful smile on her face. She's telling me that she came into your life in late teens, in that sense, energetically. And the great thing with spirit guides is we have some spirit guides that come in as what I call like a general contractor. They are the one that's been with us since we were a twinkle in someone's eye. And then we also have what I call subcontractors that come in, guides that come in to help us with different issues, different journeys, different adventures within our life. And so when I look at her, she to me is definitely what I would call a subcontractor spirit guide in that sense. She is, even though her appearance is very warm, very fuzzy, very comforting, she has a very serious energy. And I look at her coming in from the sense of education around you. And one of the big things that I keep getting is there's an energy, Courtney, with you of being what I want to call a forever student. There we go. Well, you're always a spirit because that's your soul, but a forever student. And one of the things that I keep getting with her very strongly is she's saying that there's a little bit of a turning point coming for you where she's getting you either to take like a class, a certification. There's something that you are getting ready to kind of add onto your tool belt from where knowledge is concerned. So I feel her kind of making her presence more known to help you from an education standpoint. In that sense, it's very fun and very playful, and it makes me excited because I see you. This isn't something where I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. This gives me I feel like I've got like a fire underneath of me of just like, oh, bring this on, this is perfect. Courtney, we've got to take a break, but I would love to gift you with a 30-minute phone reading with me, so I'm gonna have you hold on and chat with Brian to get some information from you. Thank you for sharing your energy with
me
today.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have a great day. So we need to take a quick break. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration on the Great Beyond, from the Great Beyond. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and calling in. We've got some callers lined up. I'm excited to get to them in a moment. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers and insight and inspirations from their loved ones on the other side. And I'd love to hear from you today. You can call in at 800-930-2819. And always, if you can't get through, you can always find information about scheduling a private reading with me over the phone or in person at my website, reflectiveharmony.com. All my contact information is there, and you can also sign up for my newsletters on the website as well. So, and I just need to give a very, very huge shout out and a thank you to the wonderful Brian from WBLQ AM 1230. And Brian, thank you. You're doing an awesome job as usual.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's always so wonderful for you to say that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's go to our first caller, Kim from New York. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kelly?
Good. Kim, what can I do for you today?
I was just wondering what Spirit had to say. I always feel like I can catch something out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't know if there was a message they wanted to bring to me. I've been thinking about having a child, so I didn't know if there was a message about that.
Sure. Kim, I'm so excited because one of the things I love when a client and when somebody will tell me that they've started to witness what we call spirit phenomena, which is where you are starting to see phenomena out of the corner of your eye. And eventually what will happen with that is you become more comfortable with that. And I will tell you who that is, by the way, in just a moment. As you become more comfortable with experiencing that, it will linger a little bit longer. And there might even be the possibility at some point of you seeing a full-fledged, there we go, apparition of that lovely spirit. So I'm really excited that you're experiencing that. I do, Kim, feel a grandmother energy around you, actually, and that's who I feel is sort of making her way around. And it's interesting that you talk about the pregnancy, decision that's kind of weighing on you, because as soon as you said that, I had a visual in my mind's eye of a woman with a big, big smile on her face and kind of was like putting a big, big pink bow in my hands. And it's interesting because she talks about that there's a lot of babies in the family right now, but they're boys. And she's saying, oh, no. Like we got to bring some girls into the mix. Although, ironically,
absolutely,
I feel like in your generation, she says there's a lot of girls and not as many guys. Or boys. And so she's excited of this new generation. She's saying, let's bring some boys into the mix. Let's do this in that sense. The journey where this little munchkin is concerned, I felt as though that if there was a part of you that could start, she's showing me that spring is a very desirable time to kind of, and I know obviously little spirit babies, they decide to come in when they're ready to, but she is showing me that spring is a very desirable time to start that venture, we'll say. And I felt very strongly with this that it was something that was going to happen fairly quickly. So she's not giving me any sort of concerns, any sort of hangups, anything that's making me feel like I have any worries about it. Everybody looks healthy to me in that standpoint. But it was interesting, though, because the one thing she's very specific, I felt one munchkin. She was very specific to make sure I say to you, one munchkin. And I don't know, Kim, if there's somebody around you that has twins, but she's saying, oh, no, you're just doing one. You're taking care of one. And she's very adamant with that. So I feel very strongly that spring of 2016, it looks like that things are starting to come to fruition where that's concerned. And please ask her for support and help, because I feel so strongly she would love nothing more than to help you with this journey and to bring all of that to fruition for you. So, and I leave her with you with a lot of love.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. And I believe we have Lisa from New York. Lisa, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Lisa, what can I do for you today?
I'm calling to see if I have any messages from a loved one. I've been having very vivid dreams lately, mm-hmm. and I was just wondering if there was a message or something that was supposed to be coming my way.
Sure. Lisa, dreams are one of the best ways for us to connect in with our loved ones on the other side. And, you know, they're also one of those things that I have some clients that tell me they dream all the time of their loved ones. And I have some that are like, why can't I dream of them? So I'm what a blessing that you have that you're able to connect in from that standpoint. I do have a male energy who comes in who is acknowledging his presence around you, Lisa. And it's interesting to me because I keep seeing him putting a suit and tie on you and handing you a briefcase. And like he's getting you like all spruced up and spit shined in that sense. Now, thankfully, I don't think that you're actually going to work in a suit and tie with a briefcase in that sense. But he's giving me a feeling as though that there's about to be a kind of a shift that's coming in, I feel like, from a professional standpoint. And part of this is like looking at you. There's a sense of power with this image that he's giving me of seeing you standing up, shoulders back, feeling very confident, very strong in what you're looking at. And I felt as though that part of the message that he was trying to bring in right now is kind of like gearing you up for something. These are all changes and these are all shifts that are in your control. So there's nothing that comes through for me that's giving me an indication that this is any time to worry, any time to panic. But it's an opportunity that I feel like is presenting itself to you in which you're going to kind of have to put on more of this, like, I don't want to say all business face, but like I can get it done type of a feeling. And I'm excited about this because one of the opportunities that I feel like is going to come through for you where that's concerned is it makes me feel like this is putting, like kind of changing your whole direction of what you are getting to do and the opportunities that are going to start presenting themselves for you with work in that sense. I don't want to sound formal and say it's like you're making a name for yourself, but I feel as though it's like he's giving you that extra backbone, that extra nudge to say, all right, let's do this. Let's get this done. And I do real quick, I have a woman who's also poking her head in and she keeps blowing you kisses with both of her hands in that sense. And she also is showing me a cookie jar that has matching like canisters that would have like flour, sugar, coffee, like, you know what I'm talking about, that she would have had in her house. And I can see I'm very short. So I feel like I'm looking at you from a small, like as a little child, like seeing them on a counter, but not being able to reach them. So she's just blowing you kisses and sending love as well.
Great.
Lisa, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. And I think we have time for one more caller, which ironically is another Lisa from New York. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Great. Lisa, I've got time for a short message for you. What can I do for you?
Hi. Okay. I'm kind of like the previous caller. I get the dreams too. I usually can understand them for other people, but my husband died 6 years ago in the Army, and I've had several dreams of him recently where I feel like he's telling me numbers, and I just can't get it. I just don't understand what he's trying to tell me, and I'm desperate.
Okay. And what's your husband's first name?
His name is Walter.
Walter, thank you. As soon as you started talking and you said the numbers, I felt connected with like a location, and I felt house numbers on a house and then connected to a zip code in that sense. I would love to tell you they were lottery numbers, but Spirit doesn't typically give us messages
Wouldn't that be nice?
But I'm drawn to property that I keep seeing with you. And it was interesting because I felt like that there's more to come in the dreams in that sense. And unfortunately, you know, we can never analyze things for ourselves the way that we can for other people in the world of mediumship. But he keeps telling me, tell her there's more to come. There's more to come. Have you written down the series of numbers yet also? Because one of the things that he's showing me with that if you can get some of them down on paper, I feel like he'll fill in the rest of the blanks for you in that sense. But I feel like I'm looking at three digits that are connected to a house number. And I'm also looking at a series of digits that are the beginning of a zip code in that sense. And I feel like that this has to do with property. Lisa, in general, you have a lot of change that is going to start happening for you as you get in towards the end of November of this calendar year. And I'm excited in a lot of ways because this is going to be something for you that is like you're taking off and blooming finally. And this is something that he is showing me here that it's been a long time coming, but he's saying like tell her I've got her hand and I'm walking her through this. And I'll leave him with you with a lot of love.
Thank you,
Lisa. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by today, and I can't wait to connect in with you all next week. Thank you for sharing your time and energy and your vibration with me today and for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Inspiration, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond and Transformation Talk Radio. Spirit is just playing with my tongue today. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, I am so excited. We're going to be interviewing spirit artist and medium Susan B. Barnes. You do not want to miss this show. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve spirit.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.